This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 10th. God's word to you today is secret things. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 2, verses 27 to 28, and it says, Daniel replied, "There are no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secret. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in the future." We will be delving deeper into our discourse on the supernatural and the capacity of Christians to tap into the supernatural and make it work. Sometimes we find ourselves in places where the verdict is not necessarily guilty, but because we're in that situation, we get into trouble. Like the people that were on the same boat with Jonah. Jonah was guilty. He was disobeying and running away from God. The other people in the boat were innocent, but because of Jonah, the boat was going to capsize. I remember in primary school, we used to play all sorts of things like pranks. We used to have fun ice drinks as part of our lunch. The drinks came in little rectangular cartons. When we are done drinking, we will inflate it with air, step on it, and it makes a loud popping sound. I'm certain a lot of people can relate with this from way back. This particular prank was a regular for us. On one particular day, I decided not to be a bad boy. Some of the others were popping their empty drink packs, and from nowhere, some teachers showed up and rounded all of us up. Even though I was innocent this time, no one listened to me. All of us were punished, and the aftermath was not very pleasant. My point is, at least on that day, I was innocent. Maybe you can say all my sins of the previous days were catching up with me. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we're just casualties of other people's errors and bad behavior. How do we deal with that? That is the thrust of our discourse for the next few days. How did God help Daniel overcome when he was a victim of other people's shortfalls? When was the first time you asked God to unravel a mystery and he answered? Or can you remember a time you saw into the supernatural? A lot of people think the supernatural is spooky and it is for spooky people. However, as Christians, we must develop our capacity to tap into the supernatural and deploy deep secrets in our favor. Please read Daniel 2, verses 1 to 28, verse 36, and verses 46 to 49. This is our anchor scripture for the next few days. Dreams are interesting. We know from scripture that God speaks to people through dreams. However, dreams mostly require interpretation. Even when a dream appears to be clear, it still requires an accurate interpretation. While there is a general symbolic representation in dreams, the mistake a lot of people make is trying to have a one-to-one mapping for the symbolic representations in dreams. To go that route is to get into error, because regardless of the general meaning of things, the specific meaning is still up to the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you are the revealer of mysteries. May it please you to grant me understanding and the gift of interpretation of dreams. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.